Proclamation number 7978 of 28th of August, 1961. Urgency of spreading the divine word. And this is the Lord's will that his word be spread. For just as he once sent his disciples out into the world, so shall you, his last disciples in the last days, shall see to it that his word is spread throughout the world, that it also resounds to human hearts which hunger and thirst for it, which have a desire to be addressed by God himself. And even if people who are not able to hear his voice directly host you, whether they doubt the word or deny its divine origin, for they do not know about the spiritual hardship, about the dense darkness which lies spread over the earth and which can only be chased away by a ray of light from above if only this light is not resisted. World events alone should make humanity pay attention, and they should seriously strive for another aim than just worldly power, earthly goods, honor and fame. They should realize that everything is transient, that no one can secure earthly goods for himself if it is in God's will to take them away from him. The human being is powerless in the face of God's will or permission, and this should make him think, he should incline towards God as the creator of heaven and earth, from whom he himself also originated, and appeal to him for his guidance that he may reach his aim on earth. For every thinking human being would have to regard his existence on earth as purposeful and seek clarification about this purpose. And since only partial knowledge can ever be offered to him on his part, he should turn to God himself in thought, to the Creator who gave him life. And he should ask him for right thinking and realization, for right guidance on all his paths through life. Always with the will to reach his aim for the purpose of which he dwells on earth. And so that people's thoughts will be guided to turn to God himself, God addresses people himself. And you, who receive his word directly, who receive it again and directly through his messengers, you should pass this word on to your fellow human beings, for the word which comes to you directly from above is well suited to stimulate people's thinking who are only of good will. For there are many people who are not satisfied with the spiritual knowledge they have been offered up to now, of whose truth they are not fully convinced and cannot be either, because the adversary's influence from God has caused many lies and errors to obscure the pure truth, and a willing soul therefore rejects it because it cannot inwardly acknowledge this spiritual knowledge. But these people should also be addressed, and spiritual knowledge should be offered to them in an unadulterated form. And how would this be possible other than that the truth is directly conveyed to earth by God and spread by those who want to serve God? And to this work he calls the disciples in the last days, for there is not much time left. Everything shall still be done that is within the power of those who have voluntarily offered themselves to him for service. Only his word should ever be mentioned, which provides information about all questions that move a thinking person of good will. And they will truly experience much blessing, a light will be brought into the darkness. People will be able to believe who want to believe. And the pure gospel, which will reach them through God's greater than great love and grace, will become a lifeline for them when the great tribulation comes upon the earth, which precedes the last end. Then people shall take the path to the one who alone can save them from all adversity. And then they will also pray to him in spirit and in truth, because they will have recognized him in his word. Amen.